I know that there's crazy things going on with those kids now. You think I don't know? I know about all the craziness. I do. And now one of them said on the news today that they don't know what's going to happen to the kids because they're not biologically related to Michael's family, which means that he isn't the father. And so I guess... Look, it is weird that he lies about things like that. He's got two blonde white children that are as white as hospital sheets. And then he said, oh my God, he said in that Bashir interview that he said that the youngest child was black. I never said that Michael wasn't out there. But quite honestly, I don't see a reason for anybody to have to put their business out there. It's really none of our business. If he wants to keep his life a mystery, I think that's perfectly up to him. Would I have my niece and nephew be in his house along with him? No, I wouldn't have. But I do not know if that stuff really happened. Why? Why do people have to take Michael Jackson away from me? He brought so much happiness to my childhood and into my adult years. And you know, I never thought of this before, but as I was going through some of his music and I was listening to some of his songs, I mean, some of them are... they seem a little, I don't know, like Human Nature and Blame It on the Boogie. And I don't know, you know, I was dancing in San Francisco and stuff like that. I don't know, She's Out of My Life. I don't know, these songs, like it seems like I could be reading too much into it, but probably not, because the man was obviously not heterosexual. He could have very well been asexual. I don't think he was. I think he was a homosexual male. Or transgendered. It could have been either or he could have just been very effeminate. But I think a lot of the hatred for Michael Jackson has to do with the fact that he was so effeminate. I don't think what the guy said during that interview with Bashir was kosher. I think it was very strange. I think it was very strange. And I wouldn't trust him for a minute. I wouldn't trust any grown man alone with a child, quite honestly, sorry to say it, you know, in a bedroom. But for him to turn around and say something so blatantly in your face like that, it was like he was just saying, I don't give a fuck, I don't care, I'm gonna say what I want to say. If you don't like it, then screw off. But I mean, there has to be something wrong to, you know, upstairs to say that. So I think the man was definitely, there was something wrong. Who knows, maybe he did, I don't know. A good majority of people think that he did, and a good majority think that he was crucified. I mean, you know, if you look at him, you can almost say, wow, this guy, if he didn't have those molestation charges, he would have been one of the most influential human beings on the planet, more than John Lennon, the Beatles combined. I mean, he really did bridge this gap where it was genderless, colorless, he crossed class barriers, social, economic. I mean, the guy was really probably one of the best communicators. Can't ignore the fact that there are these horrifying child molestation charges, and the guy is talking like a Lulu on the TV. He's talking like a cuckoo on the TV for everyone to see. You know, I don't know what to make of it. I do know that I think his genius far surpasses anyone that he's influenced, all of these people now in this decrepit music industry that say, oh, Michael Jackson was my influence, you know, as if that means that they're going to have, you know, even a piece of his genius. You know, good for you that, good for them that he influenced them, but I don't see any of it. I don't see any of Michael Jackson's genius in any of these entertainers now. And believe me, and I would be able to recognize it. It's just the way the industry is right now. There's nothing there. But then you have to think also that a lot of brilliant people have turned out to be pedophile freaks that should be locked up and aren't. Like Woody Allen and R. Kelly, and there's a laundry list. I mean, you wonder, does genius turn these men into pedophiles? I don't understand it. Maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to think that he was. Really, thinking about these songs, if you look back, you know, I never really dissected Michael Jackson's lyrics, you know, because his songs were basically about love and passion and that kind of thing. So he didn't really, you know, he did fit into the pop artist category lyrically. When you listen to these songs, I just can't stop loving you. Jesus Christ, pretty young thing. I hope that wasn't about anything bad. Oh my God. I don't understand. But a lot of these songs could easily be written by a man who is suffering. It could easily be, you know, a homosexual in the closet. I don't know. She's Out of My Life. I find that song suspicious. I don't know. I find now that I'm giving this second thought. Human Nature. Did I say that already? I don't know. I don't know. I think Michael Jackson is a fascinating human being regardless, because he's shrouded in controversy, and it's sad. It really is sad, because just good friends. And then he wrote that song Ben when he was a kid. Who knows? Maybe it wasn't about a rat. Maybe it was about another boy. What do you know? You don't know. I don't know. Everything that he says, you just don't know. He was, you know, he says things and he just think, you know, I talk about him like he's still alive, because I really can't believe the guy's dead. I really can't. Who knows? I'm talking about this way too much. You're probably sick of hearing about it. But I feel a little odd. I feel a little odd. I don't know. I just know that the media can create illusions. Like, the media is a very dangerous thing. I mean, I've witnessed how the media builds whatever they want, like Lego houses, and they tear them down whenever they want. How about when he was being protected by the Nation of Islam? What the hell was that about? I don't understand. Like, everything is a mystery. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I love Michael. You know, maybe he didn't touch those people. He did, right? I know he did. I don't think he did. You don't know if he did. Were you there? Did you see it? A lot of people have settlements out of court just because of the, you know, because, I mean, could you imagine if he didn't? Let's just say, just imagine if he didn't, that he spent his entire adult life having to pay to get out of lawsuits for molesting children. What a humiliation that must be. Imagine if you didn't do it. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just saying, imagine if he didn't. You would say, no wonder someone would get sick. Or maybe he did. I don't know. You know what they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, two times, not once, but twice. You would think after the first time that I don't know. Look, I don't know what to say about it anymore. It's, you know, everything has been discussed at length over and over again. But it's just, everything's up in the air. What's, you know, what's going on? You know, did they, you know, I think that doctor killed him with those meds. These doctors don't know what the fuck they're doing. So if you have psychosomatic symptoms, go buy a book and indulge yourself in a book and videos and research it online before you take your ass to a doctor with psychosomatic symptoms and hypochondria, because you could go to the doctor and end up coming back dead. So that's irony, because you won't come back if you're dead. That's terrible. That's not even funny. I'm not even funny. But going to have a piece of candy. That's what I'm gonna have. Ben. 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 Ben, huh? And I just want to say here that I turned on Larry King, and whoever called in, like, I don't know, these people were calling in, like Celine Dion and Cher and this and that. And then whatever, the minute they would get on the phone, like his first or second question, like he would drop it like a bomb. He would say, "Well, is Michael Jackson a good singer?" And then, you know, they would be like, well, yeah, he is. And then he'd get on the phone with the next person and he'd ask them,
well, you know, the question is Michael Jackson a good singer?
And then he asked the people who were sitting at the... as sitting with him, like, you know, he just couldn't get over the fact that Michael Jackson was a good... Apparently, he doesn't think Michael Jackson is a good singer, if you have to question, if you ask it in a question like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, Michael Jackson may not have been had a range of baritone to soprano. He may not have had 10 octaves, but the beauty and soul in his voice was... you can't really, you know... You know, this is obviously someone who cannot recognize talent. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know who said that Larry King is the best at what he does. I think he's a horrendous, horrendous idiot. When that Tammy Faye, 2 or 3 days before she died, the woman looked like she was 22 pounds. God help me, I've never seen anything like that in my life. You know, and at one point, even she kind of, like, you could tell that she was in no position to even... I don't know why she would go on an interview with Larry King. Like, Google Tammy Faye's interview with Larry King and watch that straight through. But you have to watch it and pay attention. And you tell me if you think that interview was kosher. Can't remember what the question was at the moment, but he kind of was... you know, alluding to the fact that she had been a terrible person or something like that. I mean, you know, at some point, let things go a little. Do you know what I'm saying? Really, when a person's walking death. Really. Anyway. There is nothing that I won't expand on today. Nothing. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like when I talk too much, like maybe that I'm boring you, you know? So, I don't know. But I hate Larry King with a passion that could kill. With a passion that could kill. I really loathe and despise him. I think he's a despicable and disgusting human being. And I don't think he's interesting at all. And he also makes comments that Jessica Hahn came on to him by rubbing her foot on his disgusting, repulsive... Who in the world ever wants to... imagine Larry King's groin? For the love of... I'm sorry I just made you imagine that, but please, I'm sorry. I should have included barf bags with this program today. Who on earth? And then he says that he was turned off by Jessica Hahn, you know, because Larry's so gorgeous. And that he was turned off by her because he said, yeah, I'm the one that's in control, you know, it's gonna be me. And I share a zodiac sign with that fucking douchebag. God, if I'm a douchebag like that, please somebody tell me. Send me an anonymous email, say you're a fucking douchebag. Because a person like that needs to be told that they're a douchebag. And a disgustingly evil, mean, rotted person to the core. Rotted to the core. It really does not surprise me that his wife slapped the shit out of him on that sidewalk a few years back. Because so help me God, if I was straight and I was married to Larry King. Really. Where has humanity gone? Where has... the humanity gone in these people? They are soulless robots. I mean, where does a person's soul go? I don't understand how you can be void of a soul. I don't... If you want to see what a person looks like void of a soul, turn on CNN. If you want to know what a man without a soul looks like, watch that show. Because it's astonishing to me how what happens to people once they reach a certain level of fame. I don't know what happens to them. They are just completely gone. And you know, a lot of people can't understand, like, why wouldn't you want to try to be famous? Why wouldn't you want to, you know, try to be as famous as you can? Be famous, famous. You know, like, people are so obsessed with fame, like that is the only reason in the world to ever do anything. is because you want to be recognized when you go wipe your ass in a public restroom. I don't understand people. I don't understand them. I don't like a lot of them. You know? Yeah, so anyway. You know, and I always say to myself, one of the most tragic deaths for me was Luther Vandross, because that man died so far buried into the closet that he, you know, there was mothballs. He's probably smelled like mothballs. I mean, really. What a sin, you know? And I'm not into outing people, but I mean, I'm totally not into outing people. I think if you want to be in the closet, stay in the closet, because stay in the closet. I'm not going to out you and talk about you. And I know of people who are closeted who are celebrities and they're out, and I know who's going to what club and where they're going and what they're doing in women's clubs and this and that. I would never out people. That's not my thing. I will watch the movie Outrage because I understand the desire to want to do that, you know, guerrilla tactics like that. I get the desire. I completely, wholeheartedly understand it, and I will enjoy watching it, most likely. And probably be saddened by it, I imagine, but myself personally, I don't do that because I think that it's destructive and it's really not a productive way to further the cause. It's just my opinion. I'm sure you have your opinion. I'm sure you do. There's no shortage of opinions around here, ever. What a waste of a life to have lived your entire life hiding that part of who you are. But who the hell are we to demand that people come out because it's better for us? For, you know, it's better for me if you come out. You know, like, that's very selfish also, I think. And it's divisive. You know, you can't fault a person for where they are in life or how strong they are. But, you know, there is one or two particular celebrities that really bother me for being closeted, because it's so... they're so blatantly out there, you know, romping around in the nightclubs, that it's just, it's almost an insult. You know, I just find it kind of insulting. You know, if you're going to be in the closet, you know what I'm saying? I just, I don't know, there's something about that really rubs me the wrong way. And, you know, you're happy to see them because, you know, you embrace them, you want to support these people, and I kind of resent the fact that they wait until they're rich to come out. You know, most of the celebrities did wait until they were substantially famous enough and wealthy enough to afford financially to come out. Again, you can't fault them for who they are, but it is a little unsettling when people wait until they're 50 years old to come out. I think 50 is a beautiful age. I'm in love with Ann Archer. I think she's gorgeous. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with 50. I'm just saying, if you've known that you're gay since you're 20 or 30 and you wait until you're 50 to come out when the calls aren't coming in for jobs anymore, and like a listener said the other day, she said, you know, they wait until their agent tells them to come out when they're 50 because they tell them that 50 is the new 30. And I'm sure, much to their disappointment, they find out that no, 50 is not the new 30. That's not to say that I think Ann Archer is any less hot. But yeah, she was in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She played, what's his name? Danny DeVito's. She had a very short role, and I think it was in the first few seasons. But anyway, I just do nothing but digress. I don't know how I find my way back. And I don't know how you follow, quite honestly. Do you feel safe following? Like, do you say to yourself, what the fuck is she talking about? Because sometimes I'll listen to a program, I'll listen to a podcast, and I'm like, what the fuck is this person talking about? What the fuck? I do. But, you know, there are some of these celebrities that it's a little off-putting when they're just so blatantly in your face, getting drunk in your clubs, when you know how important their coming out would be. So, you know, I have two people in mind right now as I speak, and you know, it really burns my ass that they're in the closet. It fucking burns my ass. Because if you're benefiting financially, you're living like this. I mean, how could you not? I understand privacy. I would never knock anybody for wanting their privacy. You know, I do a little radio show here. Unless I was being compensated in a big way, it's really not worth losing my privacy for it. It really isn't. But if you're out there, if you're a real celebrity, if you're living off the fat of the land, you know, at some point, does it cross your mind? Good Lord. Maybe I should fucking just come out already. You know, and everybody thinks that Rosie got thrown under the bus because she came out of the closet. I don't know if it so much had to do with homophobia. I think it had a lot more to do with her constantly picking and prodding at that 9/11. Which, you know, I enjoy hearing facts and stuff like that, so I'm not putting it down, but I don't understand. I mean, there's, you know, you can use the excuse, oh, well, I won't get any jobs anymore, I won't get any more deals. Well, so would a lot of people who have regular jobs as lawyers or doctors or paralegals or secretaries or government workers or people who work at Walmart or people who clean Walmart. Everybody could lose their jobs. Why? Just because they could lose a lot more money, then it's worth selling out? Like, there's a price? Well, you know, I always say that everybody has a price. And I'm not saying that I'm not included in that, but everybody does have a price, and I guess it probably does mean something to stay in the closet when you know that, you know, you can make a couple $1 million a movie and that next movie might just be around the corner. Because you know what? I watched Arrested Development, and I gotta tell you, I've been gay since I'm a teenager, and I've been out since I'm a kid. And when I watch Arrested Development, I cannot get my mind off of the fact that Portia de Rossi is gay. That is all I focus on. It's very hard to not focus on the fact that she is gay. I don't know what that's about, you know. And I say to myself, and I talk to myself in my head while I'm watching it, which I know makes me sound schizophrenic. God bless me. But you say to yourself, wow, I wonder what this is like for, you know, probably straight men think the same thing when they see her. Possibly, or possibly not. Maybe I'm just an ignoramus. But I do focus on the fact that she is a lesbian. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's because I'm gay and I, you know, she's like a novelty. So for me, it's a different experience. I would like to know what it's like for a man to watch the show. And in all honesty, for a straight male to watch the show, or a homosexual guy or a straight woman, I would like to know. I wish I had a poll thing. Maybe I'll put a poll up my ass. Maybe I'll put a poll up and ask, when you see Portia de Rossi acting in something now, do you focus on the fact that she's gay? Because that's all I can focus on. I'm sorry. That's all I can think about. And then I think about her and Ellen, and I think about their life together and the things that they do. I wonder what their dog's names are. I wonder why didn't they have a more fancy wedding. You know, I wonder these things. These things. Why couldn't it have been more fancy? That's all I'm saying. And then I start to imagine what their sex life is like, and then I say to myself, oh my God. I say, wow, she's pussy. I say that to myself, you know? Nobody wonders about these things. And then I just can't really imagine them sexually. I don't know why. They just seem so, I don't know, like, I don't know. They could almost seem like you could see them in church wearing white. I don't know. I don't know whether that's not making any sense, but they just, and then you wonder, like, is that hot sex? I don't know. I just can't really, I don't know. You know, and then I was saying something on one of the shows. I said, well, not everybody can be Ellen and Portia. And then somebody wrote in and said, well, Ellen and Portia are certainly not perfect examples because they both left other partners or something to be with each other. So they're not perfect. We've learned that. But, you know, they're a far cry from Lindsay and that person. And I'll tell you what, though, whenever I see Lindsay with Ellen, she's not shy to, you know, give Lindsay a few backhands, verbal backhands. That's all I'm saying. All right, anyway, I've been talking for too long. bye, bye, bye.